Good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Music Emporium, brought to you by Moving Ahead Production. I'm your host, Kusar Grace KG, right here in the place to be, WJFF Radio Catskill Studio Control Room. And once again, good evening to all the listeners. I hope everyone's in good health, keeping yourself safe, your family safe, and those in the community around you safe. You know, practicing good safety is the way we do that. And since we've been doing it and being aware of what's going on out here, you know, we'll be all right. And there's some announcements I gotta make before I get into my program. After this program, it'll be a Donny Hathaway documentary as part of Radio Catskills celebrating back Black History Month through a series of musical documentaries. Last week it was Nina Simone. This week it'll be Donny Hathaway, the Donny Hathaway story, a 1 hour special hosted by Miss Roberta Flack. So that'll be coming up after my program this evening. My program this evening is going to be featuring a little bit of Black History Month, you know, like I was doing each week. Black History Month, I have to just inform the people. Black History Month is a celebration, was Negro History Week, you know, in the early 1920s. Dr. Carter G. Woodson campaigned for the celebration in 1926. The celebration took off. The celebration of Black History Month was originally created to fight the ignorance and to prevent the continuation of the misconception that people had of Black history and Black people in America. So we're going to deal with the education of that, since there's a campaign seeming to not recognize Black History Month by the federal government, which is saying that we're not going to be celebrating. That's them who is not going to be celebrating, because Black History is a celebration to, like I said, for Black people to understand the history of themselves. And we've been taught for years that we had no history, and our history was insignificant to the contributions that took place in this country, you know, after slavery or before slavery, or during slavery, I mean. You know, that people was not allowed to read. They wasn't allowed to, you know, study anything about history or educating themselves. As a matter of fact, it was against the law in a lot of states in this country for Black people to learn how to read or to have books. And the consequences could be imprisonment or either death. They could be found, you know, they could be hung for knowing how to read, because there was a threat that they would teach other slaves or Blacks after the emancipation to read and to write. But that was something that we continued to learn to do despite the attacks upon our education system. So today, when they talk about not recognizing Black History Month, it's not for them to recognize. It's for the Blacks here in America to recognize, and around the world to recognize their history and to continue to study the history without interference from a society that never had our best interests at heart in the first place, especially dealing with our education. So, as a result, Black people continue to make advances in all sorts of educational fields like sciences, astrologies, mathematics, literature. So many different areas, but all areas of education was studied by Blacks here in America without the interference of the white society. Once they tried to take away our ability to learn, that was the, well, let me say this. I don't want to, ability to learn and to study, you know, was hampered by attacks upon our educational institutions, the little schoolhouses, the churches, you know, during meetings, you know, attacks continue in order to hinder our educational. But despite that, we continue, like I say, once again, to make advances. And even today, we have to learn to teach and educate once again ourselves, because the education system that's being taught now seems to be regressing from what they want us to understand. So I know I'm talking a little bit too much. So like I say, a lot of times when I'm trying to say what I'm trying to say, it's for those youth, the Black youth, but a lot of them don't really hear what I have to say. So it's like, you know, I get caught up in the conversation. But it's dealing with the education that we need to continue to educate our youth and those people who have like fallen away from the education system. They feel that they no longer need to, there's no longer a need for them to continue their learning experiences. And some people get bogged down in being in a box, you know, and they feel comfortable in that situation. So they, you know, forget that they need to continue a learning. So, that's something, you know, I'm just talking. This is like what we need to do as a people, as Black people here in America, continue to study and continue to learn, because without education, our generations and generations after ours will know, you know, now will continue to be at a level of what we call inferiority. So let's get back into the learning, the teaching of ourselves. All right. So that'll be it for this evening. You know, my little discussion for Black History Month. So now we'll get into a little bit of music. I don't know. I bought some strands of CDs. I put them in the bag here, so we'll check them out. I'm going to start out. I did put in the Crusaders, but let me just, before I get into there, give some shout outs. Maybe these people might have been listening this evening. I got Smitty and Bobby and Janine, Myra, The Speakeasy, and MBA, Joni, Kathleen, Dan, Barry, Shad, Terrence, Selector Starkey, Brenda, Jim, Matt, Naomi, Brother D, and I don't know all those other people who are listening who I may not have mentioned. Big shout out to you. Thank you for listening anyway. You know, so with that, once again, I'm going to get into some music here. And maybe I come out with something else after I get my papers straight. This is the Crusaders I'm going to start with. This is called Heartland. Right here on Radio Catskill, the Music Emporium.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the Crusaders. That's from the Rural Renewal CD. And that was called Heartland. And I was checking this out. This is one of the incidents that caused the government of the state of South Carolina during that time with the Stono. I don't know if people know about the Stono Revolution of 1739 took place. And as a result of that rebellion, white people enacted a law called the Negro Act. And the Negro Act was... they had preventions already, but the little privileges that slaves had, they took those away, and they was no longer allowed to grow their own food or assemble in groups. If you was more than three people, like standing around, they said that you was inciting a riot. They wasn't allowed to earn any money. You know, all the main thing was they was prevented from learning how to read. So once again, this is in 1739. So this is once again attack on the education and keeping black people illiterate so they could continue to control them through the slave, through slavery. So, like I said, even though that took place, you see, black people was trying to learn to educate themselves in order to rid themselves of a bad situation. So, that's another act, like I said, and to write, you know, knowing that if they was caught doing that, they would be punished, you know, or face death even. So this is some of the, you know, a lot of the restrictions put on black people to keep us in a situation where we was unable to learn or to teach our children just to work. That was the main source of our existence. So, the Stono Revolution of 1739 was brought about by this brother named Jimmy from Angola, they say. He didn't have a last name. But he gathered these slaves together to mount this rebellion against the slave master in order to escape. And as the battle took place at this river called the Stono River, where they was put down, you know, and put back in slavery or killed during that time. So that's another piece of history, black history in this country. So the Stono Revolution, check it out, 1739. All right? And that was one of the situations that brought up laws that kept us from learning. So with that, let's move on to some more music. Got something from George Benson coming up. This is from the Beyond the Blue Horizon CD. And this cut is called The Gentle Rain, right here on Radio Catskill, the Music Emporium. Thank you. And Beyond the Blue Horizon, that was The Gentle Rain. And this is WJFF Radio Catskill, serving the Liberty community, all those other towns, villages, and hamlets who pick up our broadcast. Big shout out to you. Thank you for listening in and hoping you're enjoying the program this evening. I'm Kusar Grace, and this is the Music Emporium. And I've been doing a little thing for Black History Month is dealing with education of Black people here in America and how we was denied, you know, the truth about our history for years, and we had to find out through different sources outside of any of the educational systems in this country during the time during slavery or after slavery. We had to find out the history concerning our past, you know, because we was being taught that we were subhuman, we were ignorant and lazy, criminals, what they say, a little ways removed from savagery, you know. So there was a lot to say about the falsehoods that was being taught about Black people and what they was teaching Black people about themselves also. So, like I said, education in this system, in this country, towards Blacks during certain times, moving into this time, was dealing with the falsehoods, and we have to learn, once again, to learn to teach ourselves, you know, the truth, because it's out here, and it's not going to be taught to us by a system, like I say, once again, that never had our best interests at heart, you know. So, with that, let's see where we at. I got some more music coming up. And, like I said, after my program, there'll be a continuation of Black History Month through music, and this is a musical documentary from Radio Catskill celebrating Black History Month. It'll be Donnie Hathaway, the Donnie Hathaway story, and that It will be hosted by Miss Roberta Flack. That'll be coming up at 9 o'clock. Okay, so check that out. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. And I got something from Rodney Franklin coming up. This is from the CD Love Dancing, and that'll be the title track. Okay. So right here on Radio Catskill, the Music Emporium.
Till you come around, Austin. Is that red pepper or paprika?
a seasoning tray.
Huh? All right, all right. That's George Duke. That's from the CD. Is Love Enough? And that was Summertime. It's Summertime. And Paul Hardcastle. That was from his CD, Hardcastle. And that was called Cruising to Midnight. And before then was Urban Nights. And that's Urban Nights 4 CD. And that's The Message. And I started out with Rodney Franklin. And that was Love Dancing. That was from the CD of the same title. So, with that, okay, something from Les McCann. This is from the CD On the Soul Side. And this is going to be Back Rub. Right here on Radio Catskill, The Music Emporium. Congo Santa Maria, and that was called Q-Bop Alert, and that's from the Color Latin Jazz CD. And before then, you heard Bobby Watson, and that was called 7th Avenue. Okay, and that's from the post-Motown bop. A lot of bopping going on here. And before then, Caribbean Jazz Project, and that cut was called A Night in Tunisia. And James Moody with Moody's Blues, or Moody's Mood. excuse me. That was Moody's Mood. And yeah. And before then, it was Les McCann from on the soul side. And that cut was called Back Rub. And this is WJFF Radio Catskill, serving the Liberty community. All those other towns, villages, and hamlets who pick up our broadcast, big shout out to you. Thank you for listening in and hoping you're enjoying the program this evening. I'm Kusar Grace, and this is the Music Emporium. And happy Black History Month. Coming up after my program will be a musical program of Radio Catskill celebrating Black History Month with the Donnie Hathaway story, Where's the Love, narrated by Miss Roberta Flack. It's in the second edition of musical programs celebrating Black History Month. Next week will be Fole Kuti, the Afrobeat Revolution, hosted by Nina Cherry. Hope I said that right. Okay, and the last one will be, I believe, Curtis Mayfield. Yeah, Curtis Mayfield, hosted by Lenny Kravitz. That's the week after next. So stay tuned after my program for the Donny Hathaway story. You know, should be pretty interesting. And that's another edition of Black History Month here on Radio Catskill. Okay, so what I have is, what do I have? Oh, I got something from Richard Elliott coming up. This is from Soul Embrace CD, and this is called Calais del Sol, right here on Radio Catskill, the Music Emporium.
before. I'd never come here if I'd known that you were here. I must admit, though, that it's nice to see you, dear. You look like you've been doing well. Hello, like before. We must have grown, 'cause we were only children then. For laughs, I guess we both can say I knew you when. But then again, that's kiss and tell. I guess it's different, 'cause we know each other now. I guess I've always known we'd meet again somehow. So then it might as well be now. I'd never come here if I'd known that you were here. I must admit, though, that it's nice to see you, dear. You look like you've been doing well. Must have grown, 'cause we were only children then. For laughs, I guess we both can say I knew you when. But then again, that's kiss and tell. Guess it's different, 'cause we know each other now. I guess I've always known we'd meet again somehow. So then it might as well be now. Billing, billing,
thank you.
much there to say, there's not much to talk about. And whatever happened to all of the love that we vowed? Yes, it's true. And there's nothing.
Stop me now. your skin is white. Does that make you right?
Continent for 400 years, 300 or 400 years. Why should we concern ourselves? What impact does what happened to them have upon us? Number one, first you have to realize that up until 1959, Africa was dominated by the colonial powers, And by the colonial powers of Europe having complete control over Africa, they projected the image of Africa negatively. They projected Africa always in a negative light. Jungles, savages, cannibals, nothing civilized. And why then naturally it was so negative until it was negative to you and me. And you and I began to hate it. We didn't want anybody to tell us anything about Africa, and much less call us an African. And in hating Africa and hating the African, we ended up even hating ourselves without even realizing it. Because you can't hate the roots of a tree and not hate the tree. You can't hate your origin and not end up hating yourself. You can't hate Africa and not hate yourself. And you show me one of these people over here who have been thoroughly brainwashed, who has a negative attitude toward Africa, and I'll show you one that has a negative attitude toward himself. You can't have a negative attitude toward yourself, a positive attitude toward yourself, and a negative attitude toward Africa at the same time. To the same degree that your attitude, that your understanding of an attitude toward Africa becomes positive, you'll find that your understanding of and your attitude toward yourself will also become positive. And this is what the white man knows. So they very skillfully made you and me hate our African identity, our African characteristics. And you know yourself that we have been a people who hated our African characteristics. We hated our hair. We hated the shape of our nose. We wanted one of those long dog-like noses, you know. Yeah. We hated the color of our skin. Hated the blood of Africa that was in our veins. And in hating our features and our skin and our blood, why, we had to end up hating ourselves. And we hated ourselves. Our color became to us a chain. We felt that it was holding us back. Our color became to us like a prison, which we felt was keeping us confined, not letting us go this way or that way. And we felt that all of these restrictions were based solely upon our color, and the psychological reaction to that would have to be that as long as we felt imprisoned or chained or trapped by black skin, black features and black blood, that skin and those features and that blood that was holding us back automatically had to become hateful to us. And it became hateful to us. It made us feel inferior. It made us feel inadequate. It made us feel helpless. And when we fell victim to this feeling of inadequacy or inferiority or helplessness, we turned to somebody else to show us the way. We did.
And that was a little excerpt from Minister Malcolm X. What made you hate yourself? And he was just giving an explanation. Well, it's time for me to get out of here. I hope everyone enjoyed the program this evening. Check me out next Tuesday. But check out the show coming up next, Donny Hathaway's story, Where's the Love, hosted by Miss Roberta Flack. And I'll be up in here next Tuesday, so check me out then, 7 to 9. Until then, please remember that if WJFF Radio Catskill isn't on your radio really isn't on. Peace. Otep. Uhuru. Good night. Don't forget to write.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Steve's Music Center in Rock Hill. Musical instruments, audio equipment, and guitar accessories. Stevesmusiccenter.com. And from listeners like you who donate at WJFFradio.org.
I'm Thane Peterson. Join me for great music from the newest artists with a little bit of classic jazz from the greats of the past thrown into the mix. Living Jazz, Saturday at noon, only on Radio Catskill.
On the next Jazz Night in America, we introduce you to Isaiah J. Thompson, a rising star of the piano, making waves in the world of jazz. That's next time on Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride. Join me Sunday at 8 here on Radio Catskill.